So we're doing the sugya in Shabbos, Sadi Beis Amud Aleph, on Shehutzo. So the Gemara says, Amotzi Masu b'Shabbos al Rosh Chayv Chatas. Why? Shekein an Shehutzo osin kein. So that may so you have somebody that does it. So it's a derech hatzo. So the Gemara asks, V'an Shehutzo ruba d'alma. But how can you determine by a minority? So you need a rov. So the question is, what's the Havamina Gemara? Right? The position. So what is, if I understand the case of Ruba Dalma, okay, for a minute. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, An Shehutzo Ruba Dalma. And what if they were Ruba Dalma? Then what would you say?
We can't carry the way we do.
Then, if An Shehutzo were Ruba Dalma, so every city would be Nigrach Arov, right? Would be Nigrach Arov. What about now that Anshe Hutzo are not Ruba Dalma? Is Anshe Hutzo Nigrach Arov? See, at first when I saw this Gemara, I thought the Gemara was saying in Halacha that if it's Ruba Dalma, so then an area is going to be Nigrach Arov.
Right? In Hutzo itself, it would be...
Now, if Hutzo were Ruba Dalma, so then the places outside of Hutzo would be Nigrar after the Rov. All right? That's what it sounds like. That sounds like it's saying. Sounds like it's saying. Okay? What's next line of Gemara?
Doesn't it say the opposite? It says that they would be high.
That what?
That they would be high.
You're correct.
No, but if they were Rov, then other people would be high. That's what I'm saying.
See, it reminded me of the Sugin in Megillah. Where the Rambam Megillah, says if it's a suffik, hukaf suffik lo hukaf, so the Rambam says Rambam has a strange snack over there. Rambam says that you read on both days, but you only make the bracha on which day? On your dollar. Why? Because rov olam. Okay. See, the Rambam talks about it. But the question is, the Rambam is a little bit internally difficult. Because if you're going to say you nigrach rov olam, so then why do you land on tesvav? Right? Okay. Yes, yeah, so the Rambam really takes it up in Megillah. He says, Ulinyan ayaras hamasupakos. And then it's on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. It starts with the Daf Erif. It's Daf Aleph. Yeah, Daf Aleph of it. Second Daf. Ulinyan ayaras hamasupakos. And then mukafin choma mimos yeshua benuno lo. Hora agonim zal. Shaholchun ba'enach arov ayaros. Sherubon enam mukafos choma. Mimos yeshua v'karim ben b'yudalit. So they hold yinigrach arov. Va'od shafilu tomar shehu safek shakol havalei safek shel divrayim ulakula v'nimtza pturos b'shneim u'mavatlam imenu b'vaday mikra megillah. So you can't. So that can't be. That's the Ron. You can't be. You can't say that's like by dollar cases around. All right. Lefikach kare b'rishon u'pater b'sheni. So that's what the Ron determines. They kare b'rishon u'pater b'sheni. Udamrina b'gemara tver yevahutzo. Shehoi yikaran ben barbosa ubacham ishasar. So they lame both. B'midas chasidus hoyinogen came. Mishum sveka de tver yah, de talya b'meginya o machsia. Ubahutzo m'mnei shehoi yonechlokin ba b'kabalasa. Zeh amen b'kafes, zeh amen b'kafes. V'yikaran b'lo bracha. De sefer divrim b'lo bar bruchi. Okay. He says, V'ramzal kosov perkei, Eishi suffered karma b'shnei yamim ubulei lehen avalei mevarchan al kriyas ela biyadalad hol v'uzman kriyas kriyel rov olam. So the Ram disagrees. I mean, the Ram has at least a straight shita that the rov really determines. It's nigrach harov. But the only thing is, it was midas chasidus that they leaned on both. But the Ram holds mikra din yeft lean on both. Okay. Mikra din yeft lane on both. So the Ram's a little bit difficult. So
the
Ram
would say that the Rov doesn't apply here because
what?
Otherwise you wouldn't lane on Tesvav at all.
Excuse me?
The Rambam would hold the Rov Olam doesn't apply here because otherwise you wouldn't lay in the test of the Rov.
But the Rambam does say Rov. The Rambam says, this is Lashon Rambam is, Avalein Mevarchan al Kriyasa El B'Yadalit, Hol V'Uzman Kriyala Rov Olam. So as far as Bracha is concerned, he says Nigrach Arov. Right? But as far as Kriya is concerned, he holds Yikar B'Shneim. And he doesn't say, because of Midas Chasidus. Because the Ran Paskin is Nigrach Arolam. Either you say Nigrach Arolam, or else because of Suffolk. Correct? So the Ran holds you laying only on your Dalit. I mean, at least that's a clear Shita.
The other thing is, if you don't like the Ran saying not by Rav, but just you do the first time you can do it, and the second one is
Suffolk, they're going to Kula? Second one says Suffolk on both. Suffolk on the second one, I'm sorry.
Right, so he's not saying Rov. His answer is not saying Rov.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. So what do you see from the Ran? From the Ran, you see he's misupik about that whole idea of Nigrach HaRov.
Right.
Right?
Right?
So I thought our Gemara is a clear raya that you're Nigrach HaRov. So why is the Ran misupik about whether you're Nigrach HaRov or not? It's an open Gemara by Hutzel. But you're Nigrach HaRov. Okay? That's what I thought at first sight. By the way, the Grah, the Mishnah brings down, and then this halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, so the Mishnah brings down, and I think it's the Taz and the Grah. And he says it's not because the Mechaber says like the Rambam. You got a Mishnah Berurah? Yeah, it's in Tuf Reish Peches, Se'if Dalet. Krach Shu Sofek Em Hukuf Bimei Yeshua Em Lav. Korim biyadalit ubetesvav ubelelehon. The lo yavarach kim biyadalit shuzman kriyah l'rov olam. So he brings down and he says, he says, umashem yavarach biyadalit mashum debi yom yadalit uzman kriyah l'rov olam kidl kamei v'ratza lomar dal karchach afilu im humukav choma shadina betesvav im kara biyom yadalit yotza b'dievet. Below Avi Brachel Vatola. That's a different reason. So he quotes the Gra, Ukein Zekos Vataz. So they changed the Pshat in the Machaber. Because the Machaber says, like the Rambam straight, because Shuzman Kriyah L'Rov Olam. And they say a different reason. That Verot Zalama, Da Kocha, Filim Mumuk of Choma, even if it were definitely a Muk of Choma, Shedina B'Tezvav, and Kar B'Yam Yidal, Yotza B'Dievet, Below Avi Brachel Vatola. I mean, it's not the Lashon HaMechaber.
No.
So apparently they don't hold from that Rov.
That's true.
What?
That's
what he says. Check into it. But apparently this idea of Rov is a big suffix altogether. But you see it in the Ran also. So apparently the Groh didn't hold from that Rov. It's Nigrach HaRov. And the Ran himself is Mesupik because he says another Teretz. He says the Goyim say because it's Nigrach HaRov. I guess what kind of a Rov is this? It's like a Rov Kavua. And what do you say? This town came from the towns that are Rove. I mean, the town is moving. I mean, it's so the whole idea of Rove over here is a difficult idea. But I mean, that's a problem in itself. But anyways, but what I thought of was you have an open Gemara that there's such a thing, that it's Nigrach HaRove. Then I realized I'm making a big mistake. That Sugyan Hutzel has nothing to do with this. Why? In other words, like this. Over here, the place that you're in has a nihug which is against Hutzel. So you can't say it's Nigrach HaRov Olam. Because its minig is not like Hutzel. If I buy a Yaros and Makafas Choma, so it's a suffix. So I have what do you call it? I have Rova Olam that's Korei on Yudalid, and then I have Miyad Olam that's Korei on Tezvav. So I say, what do I do? So I have a suffix, so I say I'm Nigrach HaRova Olam. But over here is no suffix. Either you carry things on your head or you don't carry things on your head. So in the place that you don't carry things on your head, so what does it mean you'd be Nigrach after the Rov? I mean, this is a place which has a definite niyug. So that's why there's no comparison. So it has nothing to do with this again in Megillah. Okay? It has nothing to do with it. Okay, so it's not a halacha of Nigrach HaRov Olam. Okay, but let's understand what the halacha is in itself. So now the question comes back. What does Rov Olam have to do with it? Okay? So at this point in the Gemara definitely held that Hutzel, you're Chayev, even though Rov Olam, you'd be Pater. Right? Okay. So that's the question. So that's a stira. So you have a stira, really. So you have a stira Minei Abay in this Gemara. Why? Because the Gemara at this point held that Hutzel, even though Rov Olam is no egg, not like Hutzel, Hutzel, you're going to be Chayev. Right? Because that's what the Gemara says. Amar Rav Mishum Rav Chia, Echom Nei Hutzel, Shehotzi Masa Rosh B'Shabbos Chayev, Shekem B'nei Eros Hakein. Right? So Gemara at this point did not hold Butla Daite. The Gemara didn't come to Butla Daite until later. So the Gemara had a hold that Hutzel is going to be Chayev and every other place is going to be Potter. So now go back. Now the Gemara is saying, but when the Gemara asks if Hutzel was Ruba D'Alma, so what did the Gemara mean? What would it help you if Hutzel is Ruba D'Alma? But the Miyut, if Hutzel is a Miyut, so in Hutzel you do like Hutzel, right? So if Rov Olam were like Hutzel, that wouldn't make any difference because our Niyug is not like Hutzel. But not where you are.
Not where anyways. Once you say the robe has this established norm, then even in places where it's not the robe, you could say that this is still a recognized method of marrying.
Right. In other words, we carry.
In other words, like this. It's a tzuras hamalacha. So in Hutzel, the tzuras hamalacha is on your head. And if Hutzel is mir of the world, even though robe of the world, the tzuras hamalacha is not on your head, it doesn't matter because you're in Hutzel. Now, let's say Hutzel is Rov Olam and I'm not in Hutzel, so my derech is not on the head. So why should Rov Olam, if it were like Hutzel, affect me? Okay. Just like Hutzel is not Rov Olam and it's not affected by the derech of the Olam, Rov Olam, why should Rov Olam, if it were Hutzel, affect me where my derech is not to carry on the head?
Right.
Do you not understand me? In other words, I'm asking a question in the Gemara itself, Menei Obey.
Yes, maybe. Could the Gemara be talking about the
person? My question is like this. In other words, there's a derech hotzah. So in Hutzel, the derech hotzah is on the head. In the rest of the world, the derech hotzah is on your shoulders and your hands, whatever. But not on your head. That's not the derech hotzah. So you have a conflict between the derech hotzah. You have two systems of derech hotzah. So why is it in the Gemara that if Hutzel was over the world, it would affect my derech hotzah, which is not to carry on your head? Whereas at this point in the Gemara didn't hold Butla Daita Itzel Kol Adam. So if most of the world does not carry on the head, how come in Hutzel it doesn't matter? In Hutzel you're going to be Chayev. So what is the Gemara saying? For Chi Hutzel, Ruba D'Alma. What if it was Ruba D'Alma? So, but my Derech and my ear, they don't do that. So my Derech Hutzel is different. So why should I be affected by Ruba D'Alma? In other words, what's the Gemara's question of Ruba D'Alma?
Really?
Okay, that's my question. Yeah, that's true. It's an interesting Rashi because Rashi says, "Anshe Hutzel Hainosim Kadei Mayim V'Yayin Al Rasheim Vein Ochsen Asam B'Yadayim." And what if there would be Ochsen Asam B'Yadayim? So why don't I say that's different also? Right? Because nobody else carries on the head and holds it with the hands. It's an interesting point in Rashi. So Rashi is telling you because in fact other people, he's telling you a historical fact that other people do carry on their heads holding their hands. What does he have to tell you that for? I mean, what's the purpose of that? I'll find out myself what the medic is. But Rashi apparently is telling you a halachic idea here, that namely, that if Anshei Hutzel just carried, it with and used their hands, then that would definitely be chayiv everywhere. That if you carry with your hands, if you assist with your hands, then it's not a different type of carrying. I mean, where does Rashi get that from? It's an interesting point. Let's just keep it in mind. But anyways, let's get back to the major question. Just a little better. In other words, like this. You see, in Malacha, the halacha is that you're chayev for the malacha. Let's say, for instance, you have 15 ways of carrying. So it's not that each way is endorsed. It's not that each way, you don't have to endorse a method of otzah. And in order to be chayev. What we say is that if you do a maisa mishuna, so then it's mufka from malacha. If you do a maisa mishuna. So you have to have the quality of mishuna to be mafkia. That's really derech shinui. So derech shinui means that it's a maisa mishuna. And a maisa mishuna is a mafkia. But not that every derech needs to be endorsed by the makom. That there's 15 drachim over here and there's 5 drachim over here. Really, a malacha is a malacha. It accomplishes its goal. But if it has the character of mishuna, so then it's pater. If you do a derech shinui, then it's pater. So the question is, what gives it the shame shinui, the shame mishuna? Okay? So the Gemara is saying like this, that if Hutzal were rov of the olam, so then it would not be considered mishuna. But since Hutzal is not rov of the olam, so we go by rov and it's considered mishuna. Once it's considered mishuna, so you're pata from the malacha. Okay? Because the shame mishuna is the poter. But in Hutzal itself, it's not mishuna. Because the makom renders it derech ha-makom. So it doesn't have a shame mishuna in Hutzal. See, that's the Gemara. In other words, in order to be pata, you need a shame mishuna. Now the question is, what gives a shame mishuna? So if Rov Olam did it, so even though in your makom they don't do it, but the Shem Mishuna can't be chal, because you can't call this a Maisa Mishuna since Rov Olam does it. So you need a Shem Mishuna to give you the poter. Okay? But if Rov Olam doesn't do it and you're in Hutzal, so it doesn't have a Shem Mishuna either, because since your makom does it, so that also prevents the Shem Mishuna from being chal. So it's the abstract shame mishuna that really is the poter. That's the Gemara. Okay?
What's the Havamina in the Gemara?
Right, so now let's go back to the first Havamina. What's the first Havamina? Amar Rav Mishum Rebichi, Amotzi Masa Vishavos Rosh Hachayev Chatz Shkenan Shehusul Osen Kain. So what does it? What does Gemara mean? So the Gemara means that since there's Anshei Hutzal, even though it's a miut, but it has a shame hotzah. It has a shame hotzah. And as long as it has a shame hotzah, so you'll be chayev. Okay? So the Gemara's question is...
Even though it's not, you're right.
So the Gemara's question is, V'Anshei Hutzal Ruba Da'alma. What is Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is, it's not a matter of the Shem Hotzah, it's a matter of the Derech Hotzah. So if it's a matter of Derech Hotzah, so then you need Rov HaOlam. If it's not Rov HaOlam, it doesn't have a shame of the Derech Hotzah. So it'll still be a Derech Mishuna. Okay? That's the difference between Havmin and Maskana. Havmin held, as long as it has a Shem Hotzah, so then you're chayev.
What gives it a shame hutzal?
The fact that you have a place, there's a place that does it. There is a hutzal, and that's the way they do it there. So it has a shame hutzal.
That makes
so,
it not mishuna?
So as long as it has a shame hutzal, so it's not mishuna. If it has a shame hutzal, so then you're chayev. That's what the Gemara's Havmina was. So hutzal gives a shame hutzal, because there is a place like that that does it, so it has a shame hutzal. So as long as you have a shame hutzal, so it's not considered mishuna. That's the Gemara's Havmina. The Gemara's answer is, no, it's not totally in the Shem Hotzah, it's totally in a Derech Hotzah. A Derech, you need a Rov to be Koveya the Derech. So as long as you don't have a Rov, so to be Koveya the Derech, so it's a Derech Mishuna. So if it's a Derech Mishuna, so you're Pater.
In your place.
Not in Hutzal. But in Hutzal... In Hutzal, you'll be chayev, because there you can't say it's a derech mishuna, because that's the way the shikane anche eros and came. So it can't have a shame of derech mishuna. That's the Havmina Maskana. Alright, and that explains Rashi also. Rashi holds, why does Rashi say ve'ein ochsun asam biyadayim? Because Rashi is saying that if in Hutzal there were oches biyadayim, so then if a person's oches biyadayim, then it's not a derech mishuna, it has to be mishuna. And Mishuna is when you only use your head and not your hands. That's what Rashi's explaining. That's the idea of Mishuna is in Rashi. You see, that's why he says that in order to be, if you assist the carrying with your hands, even though it's on your head, okay,
But that's not defined as mishuna, because you're still using your hands also. Mishuna has to be really different. And really different has to be if you only use the head, not the hands. Then it's considered mishuna. Otherwise, it's not. It doesn't have a shame mishuna. That's a Rashi. That's Rashi's halacha. Okay? Yeah, Rashi. V'amar Rabbi Chanina, Alma mishim chad makom da'ach shivinu mashvinin lu davar chashev. Asrahu. The difference between, what do you call it, Beis Menashe, and between Arvaya. So Rashi says, so the Gemara says, because this is an Asra and this is a Yachid. Asrahu v'chashivas the Rabbim havi chashivusa. So there's a din of chashivas the Rabbim. So that's why you need a place. You need a place in order to have, you have chashivas the Rabbim, gives it a shame. But without chashivas the Rabbim, there is no shame. Okay? That's it. The Havamina held that Mishuna is totally in shame, and the Maskana says no, that Mishuna is totally in derech. It has to be a derech Mishuna. If it's a derech Mishuna, then it's mafkir the malacha. Then you putter on the malacha. Okay?
At what point does it become asa?
Then the Gemara comes to the final formulation, which is Eliyit Mahachi Yitmar. Hamotzi Masi Oroshe Potov, and Timtzaloma, and Shehusalosim came, butler died in Ezel Kolodom. So the whole ear is butler. So the question is why? I mean, what was wrong with the Gemara before? It's totally in the shame Mishuna, and if you're not in Hutzal, so Rov Olam doesn't do it, so the Derech Olam is Kovea, so it's defined as Mishuna. Right? But if you are in Hutzal, you can't say it's Mishuna, Shekem B'nei Eroosim came, so it can't be defined as Mishuna. So if it can't be defined as Mishuna, so Yechayev. So the Gemara is good up to that point. What's wrong? What?
How
to change
the end?
The Tibotel Daito Kol Adam. That even in Hutzel is no good. In other words, in Malacha, it has to be universal. In Malacha, it has to be universal. You can't say that this is not Mashuna because the people do it the way. That's good for a minig, for a niyul. But for a malacha, it has to be an objective standard for malacha. Malacha has to be objective. So therefore, if it has to be objective, so the fact that they do it that way in Hutzal won't help you because they can't be koveya the malacha. They can't be koveya the derech of the malacha. And the malacha needs a uniform derech, and they do it in a crazy way, so they can't be koveya the derech of the malacha. Okay? It's like this. And that's why Rashi maybe emphasized vein ochus on somebody dying, because it means to carry, since everybody needs to carry with their hands, you need to use your hands, and they worked out a method that you don't use your hands, which is connected the ordinary derech, so that derech in the rest of the world is Mishuna. Is Mishuna. So it comes out that the rest of the world doesn't simply say that the rest of the world, by not carrying, in the rest of the world, if you do that balancing act, it's a derech Mishuna, intrinsically, it has a shame Mishuna. So the rest of the world gives it a shame Mishuna, and they give it a shame Derech. So there's a clash between the rest of the world and them. So it's going to have to be Butler Daita Netzel Kolodom. In other words, the world's not just Kaveh, you carry with your hands and you don't carry with your head. But the world, the Derech of the world to carry with your hands leads to the result that if somebody balances something on his head without his hands, that's viewed as Mishuna. So once it's viewed as Mishuna, so now it'll be Butler Daita Netzel Kolodom. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is like this, that to balance a thing on your head without using your hands, Rashi, he says, is a completely different character, has a completely different character of carrying, because it requires a skill of balancing. So it's a completely, intrinsically, a different derech. in its nature. In other words, it's completely different in terms of how you carry, because it requires an additional skill. So it's a different method, because it's a different skill. So therefore, for an ordinary person, it's not just mishuna because you don't do it that way, but it's mishuna because by nature and character, it's mishuna, because it requires a different skill and a different method. Okay? So therefore, it has the character of mishuna in terms of the tzuras hamalacha, it has the character of mishuna. Not because people don't do it that way. Okay? All right. So the Gemara, very good. The Gemara before learned mishuna because it's not done. So then you could say, so that's what the Gemara says, in hutzel shekein anshe ira osen kein. So you can't say it's not done there, so therefore it's good. So it doesn't have the shame mishuna. But the Gemara says no, that tibot l'dait netzel kol adam. Why? Because it's intrinsically a derech that's mishuna. So the whole world would give it a shame mishuna. Not that it's mishuna because it's not done, but it has a positive concept of mishuna. So then you have a tati desasri between the anshe hutzol, who maintain that this is a derech of hutzol. They established two drachma of hutzol, so for them it's good. But that second derech that they established for the rest of the world is defined as a derech mishuna, intrinsically. So it's a clash. So it's going to be butler daitan etzel kolodim. Lashon Gemara supports this pshat because Lashon Gemara says shekein anshe yura osen kein. So it's a question of whether osen kein or not osen kein. So until that point in the Gemara was just going that it's mishuna because they don't do it. So if it's mishuna because they don't do it, so in this place they do it, so you can't call it mishuna, like we said. That was a good svar. But if you say that it's a completely different method, and that's what Rashi says, ein ochson osam biyadayim, so it means it's a balancing phenomenon, so it's a completely different kind of carrying. So in the rest of the world, when they see somebody do that, it's intrinsically defined as mishuna. So the rest of the world isn't neutral. It's not that they don't do it. It's that it has the definition of mishuna. So now the anshe hutzel do it clash with the rest of the world. So therefore, it's the source of the rest of the world. So we say butler daitan etzel kolada. Have a very good Gemara. So it would make a difference according to this halacha that if it's something that's not done, if in that city it's done, so it doesn't have the shame mishuna. Unless it's something which is done in a completely different manner, that if somebody did it that way, that intrinsically they'd say it's mishuna. It's a completely different kind of maisa. No. Right. In other words, where Rov HaOlam considers it mishuna, then it's butla daito. So if you had, let's say, 40%, so Rov HaOlam wouldn't consider it. There's a point where Rov HaOlam, most of the world, meaning most of the world means 51% of the world, would not consider it mishuna. So if you have, let's say, 25% doing it, so Rov HaOlam, you will not find a Rov that calls it mishuna. You will not find a Rov that calls it mishuna.
They just don't do it.
But you won't find a Rov that calls it mishuna. So it is, but goes by Rov. It does go by Rov. But the Rov has to define it as mishuna.
Is rain? Yeah. What did we do?
We just defined the three steps of the Kabbalah.
How do we define it?
So the first step in the Gemara, we said that as long as one city is doing it, so you have a shem hotza'ah. So anyone who carries it over the head will also be chayav.
Only if they come from that town. Oh, the first one.
The first one, yeah.
Because it has a shem hotza'ah. And the second one was has to have a derech hotza'ah.
Right.
And derech hotza'ah, you can't say it's derech hotza'ah for unless it's... You can't say it's derech hotza'ah. No, one second. You can't say it's derech hotza'ah. So The only time you putter is if it's Mishuna. So if Rov Olam does it, so if Hutzel does it, and you're not an Hutzel, and I go again.
The first step was that statue. The first step, the mother thought that even though Hutzel is Milut Olam,
it has a shame Hutzel.
Shame Hutzel even outside of Hutzel.
So it doesn't have a shame Mishuna.
But it's not Mishuna.
And the second one held that what?
That, no, since in Hutzel, but like if Hutzel was over Olam, you'd be chayv outside of Hutzel, but since Hutzel is only a Milut, you'd only chayv in Hutzel.
That's correct. Because if Hutzel's Rov Olam, then it doesn't have a shame Mishuna for anybody.
Right.
But if Hutzel's not Rov Olam, like it isn't, so then it doesn't have a shame Mishuna in Hutzel because Shekain B'nai Eros and Cain.
Right.
And then the final pshat is that what? That even in Hutzel, it's Butler Daita. Why? Because we said it's not simply a question of what people do, but if it's a question of what people do, so then it would work that way. That most people don't do it. Most people don't do it, but that doesn't mean...
You're fading, Rebbe, we can't hear you.
Okay. I don't know why. That, in other words, if it was simply a matter of how people do it, so then we'd say, even though most people don't do it, but if in Hutzel does, they do it, so it's not Mishuna in Hutzel. It's not Mishuna and Hutzel, but it's Mishuna outside of Hutzel. Correct? But now the Gemara says, no, that's not true. Why? Because, like Rashi says, Ein Ochson Osam B'Yadayim. So it's a Maisa Mishuna, intrinsically. It's a Maisa Mishuna. So therefore, even in Hutzel, since Rova Olam don't have that skill, so it's a qualitatively different type of carrying. That's the important thing I wanted to add, the qualitative concept. In other words, it's a qualitatively different method of carrying. So if it's qualitatively different, so then it's Mishuna. Then it has a shame Mishuna universally. So even Anshei Hutzel will become Butler Daitam because it's you go by Rov Olam. Rov Olam defined this as Mishuna.
But the only way you'd be chayv is if it's qualitatively different, but everybody does it. Because then it's just a new way of doing it.
Say it again, once more.
The only time when something qualitatively different could be chayv is if everybody does it. Then it would be like carrying with your hands and carrying on your shoulder.
Rov Olam does it. And if Rov Olam carried it that way. If Rov Olam carried like Hutzel.
So then even though it's qualitatively different, it doesn't matter. Then it's just
doesn't matter.
You have a
third way. That's right. Then it doesn't matter, because then that's correct. Then it doesn't matter, because it's you can't call it Mishuna since Rov Olam does it that way.
Right.
But if Rov Olam doesn't do it that way and it's qualitatively differentiated, so then it's Butler Daitam, because it's the definition of Mishuna goes by Rov Olam. Okay?
Right.
All right. So you want to say Tesis?
Yeah.
That's what it seems from the Gemara. Okay, let's say Tesis.
Okay. So it sounds like from here that even if you have an entire plate, we still say Butler Daitan.
In other words, the definition of Mishuna goes by Rov Olam. If Rov Olam defines as Mishuna, it's defined objectively as Mishuna. That's the way we have it, right? Okay, go ahead.
V'chein b'reish b'kol ma'arvin, parach, u'bavel havei ruba da'alma, v'atanya v'kul.
Okay, so that case is a case of chaziz, of eating chaziz. Is chaziz edible or it's not edible? So we say that if bubble's not Ruba Dalma, so therefore it's Butler Daita Nitzel Kol Adam, because everybody considers Chazir non-edible. And these people consider it to be edible, so it's Mishuna. It's intrinsically Mishuna. So it's very similar to the case of Hutzel. Okay?
The same Mosar Haki Parak Uparsoi Havi Ruba the Alma.
Okay.
Bakasha. The Biparak Chavis Gabe Shel Base Menashia Hayu Soktim Berimonim. The Parak Base Menashia Have Ruba the Alma. That's the same question. Umashani in the Hatnan Hamakayam Kotim Bakaram Mahul.
In other words, you don't need Ruba the Alma.
Right. Even if the meat is doing it, it's enough.
Right.
Shekin of Aravia, Makayim and Kotzen with Malehan. Parech, Midami Aravia, Midami Aravia, Asrahu. Halcha, but Ladaito, it's a Koladam.
They see on an Asra, you don't say, but Ladaito.
Right.
So you don't go, in other words, Asra, you don't say, but Ladaito.
Lomar, the Hasam, Hashav, Minagaravia, the Lahova Olam Nami, Imhayolahem, Rod Gamalim, Havanami Makaini. If the rest of the world had as many camels as Aravia did, so then they would also do it. Aval Bes Menashia, the Chad Gavra, Batladaito, Ahagab, the Lahova Olam, Imhayolahem Rimonim, Harbe, Hayu Sotim. When the rest of the world does it, it makes a difference whether it's an asr or an individual. When the rest of the world would do it.
Okay, so who wants to define the svar and taisus, huh? Awesome, chashiv minig arvia, why? Cholom, nami imayelam rov gemalim, they would also do it. They don't have rov gemalim, they don't do it. The Beit Menashe, even though everybody would do it, because that's equivalent to Arvaya in the example, but nevertheless, he's only one Gavra. How do you define Taisus? Shana. He's just an innovative, creative guy. Everybody would do it. Well, he has a certain situation. Everybody would do it. Why is that Mishuna? We say, in Avaya, we say in Avaya, it's not Mishuna, right? In Avaya, you'd be Chayef. But outside of Avaya, no. All right, am I right about that?
Rabbi Eliezer,
yeah.
Even outside of a Rabbi, you're going to be chayev because a Rabbi does it.
But he also chayev everywhere.
Yeah.
Rabbi Eliezer. You go by Arvaya or not, correct?
Right.
So it's outside of Arvaya is the Machlekes. Not done. Yeah. So, I mean, apparently in Taisus, what Taisus is saying is like this, that the shame, you got to boil it down to the shame mishuna. Otherwise, you're just not going to be able to define it. Because, I mean, you're just going to go into descriptions. But apparently what Taitz is saying is like this. There's two types of a shame mishuna. One type of a shame mishuna is because the derech is a derech mishuna, like balancing something on your head. Because that's a derech, which is, as soon as a person sees that, rov ha'olam, and they see that, they say that that's mishuna, as a character of mishuna. Okay, so even though there are people that do it, but the world has determined that this is a maisa mishuna. So that's one type of mishuna. But in the case of the Arvaya, over there, nobody would say it's mishuna, because simply they don't have the situation. But it's not intrinsically a maisa mishuna. It's just not commonly found. So there you have machlokas if you're outside of that place. Okay? But no one would define it as mishuna. No one would define it as mishuna. Am I right? Yeah. There's nothing intrinsically mishuna about it. It's just not to be found. It's not common. But there's nothing intrinsically mishuna about it, because everybody would do it. It doesn't have the character of mishuna. That's the point. So like eating chaziz, when nobody eats it, so it has the character of mishuna. And nobody eats that. He's eating his mishuna. Or balancing a thing on your head when nobody does it, so it has the character of mishuna. But Taisus is saying that a practice that's not done because of a situational reason doesn't have the character of mishuna. Okay? So now the question is, so why can't one person do it? So the answer is that there's another reason why something's mishuna. But it's never found. It's never found, not to be found, so then the shame mishuna also is chal on it. For a different reason. Because it's something that nobody ever saw. So something that nobody ever saw also has the shame mishuna. Just because nobody ever saw it. Like mishana abrios. A person sees a kof. They make a bracha mishana abrios. Why? Because something you don't see. Something unusual. So the thing is, Taisa is saying there's two types of shame mishuna. One is where you have something which has the character of shinui, like there's hotzor that everybody does, and now this person is doing a balancing act, so it has the character of mishuna. That is a shame mishuna. And then there's also a shame mishuna where it doesn't have the characteristic, the qualitative idea of mishuna, but it simply isn't found. So that itself gives it a shame mishuna. Then you can't ask why or what. There's no reason, no place. The shame mishuna is chal immediately, because simply it's not to be found. That's Beis Menashe. That's what I think Taisa is saying.
He says you can't call it a mina.
That's right.
It needs to have like some chashivas to be a dela, to be recognized as something.
That's correct.
It's just that if everybody else has the possibility of doing it, they don't do it, so now they have kiyat as a dela.
That's right. In other words, when the person sees it, it's a davar tmura. It's a davar tmura. So a thing can be a davar tmura for two reasons. Either because you never see it, so it's a davar tmura, or else it's considered a davar tmura because in nature it's tmura. The nature of the thing is tmura. That's what Taisus is saying. But it goes by the affect in the roa, that it's mishuna. It's a davar tmura.
And if there's one place that does it, then it won't have that effect on somebody.
What?
As long as there's one place, like a place that does it, the robin, as long as the robin somewhere does it, then it's not going to have like that effect that's not near the Roa.
Say it again.
It's not going to have, as long as there's one place that does it, where there's a robin that does it.
But there's a robin that does it. So then it's not a Dovah Tmua, because there is a group that does it.
Even though like that
group. Tmua has to be, it's unfound, never found it.
Unless the minute itself is Tmua, because everyone else could do it, and they
agree. Yeah, then it's mishuna in nature. Like the Japanese eat live octopus. So it's true they do it in Japan, but it's a davar mishuna. The Rov Olam would define that as mishuna.
Unless you live in a tent.
What?
Unless you live in a tent, which case it isn't.
Right, but the Rov Olam, if Rov Olam defines as Mishuna, so we say Bola Daita Nitzel Kol Adam. Because you go by the das of the Rov Olam.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Well, are you seeing like the difference between a Yachid and the Rabbim in the Tosfos case? Is that because like simply, like since it's a Rabbim, it's not going to be so uncommon people will see it, even though it's only one place, but it's going to be more common? Or is it like a different idea, like since it's a
Rabbim,
there's a
Hashivos. In other words, it's not intrinsically Mishuna in nature.
Right.
It's just not common. So, that's not called Mishuna. If it's found. But if nobody does it at all, and this is the only guy that does it, so then it's considered Mishuna. Because it's just not to be, no one ever saw that before. It's a Davat Mor. No one ever saw that before.
If let's say you had many yafidim, there was no place, but like everybody who had a lot of pomegranates, like there's 1,000 people in the world who have a lot of pomegranates and they all do it. But there was no makom, you still don't have a rabbi doing it, you know?
Only one guy.
No. 10,000 people, but just a lot of individuals, whoever has a lot of pomegranates would do it. But it wasn't a rabbi, there's no place that has a lot of pomegranates, but just like you have a lot of basic menashes in the world. It would seem like Joseph would still say that that's no good, right?
You can't call it a minna. You can't give a chashivas of a minna.
No, right. Right, that's what I'm saying. It seems like it's because there's a chashivas to Rabin that you can't get from a yachid. It's like, right. It seems like it's more than just like a quantitatively, like you don't see it because it's one guy.
Let's say like you had people who were swineries.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
is it just
like the
shiris
of Rabin?
But that's
really,
that's
the shiris. That's the idea of a tibor. But that's a minna. Now you can qualify halachically as minna. But if you don't have a group of people, you don't have an asra, so you don't have minna.
It's different than the asra you're saying.
So then each individual is a mishuna bigger person. Not done. There's no place that is done. I hear what you're asking.
Pomegranates. Every pomegranate person does this. There's no city of pomegranate people.
I mean, if it's one person in every city does it.
Right. That seems to be even more common than the case of one place somewhere in the world.
Yeah, it's like let's say it's just people aren't in this profession so much, you know? But the profession does it some way.
Right.
And Rashi says, Chashivas, Rashi says.
That would seem
to be
like the case we mentioned with wine, with the connoisseur.
Right.
But, I mean, at that point, you're not talking about yechidim, but here you always talk about yechidim, whether it's like a single city or a single person, you can't say like that is viewed by the Lama as a connoisseur.
Right.
That was a different point.
How do you have it now? No, it's not that simple. How do you have it now? Go ahead.
I'm just saying, once you have like one person in every place does it, that wouldn't seem to be Tosos' issue. That would seem to be like we mentioned two weeks ago, that the idea of a consortium.
The Bava Daito is for Kolodo.
You should say that in that case.
Why you need an Asra? That's what's bothering you. Why you need an Asra?
Right.
Rashi says close to Hashivas.
Right.
It seems like you can't extend Batladaita to everybody's, or lack of saying Batladaita, to everyone's personal situation. Like a guy locks himself out of his car and he's got to use a coat hanger to open the door.
Right.
To become a derech. Like that's his personal situation. And yes, for other people in that situation, then they'd also do that, but that doesn't, again, Baladaita would still apply.
Right.
Whereas once you have a certain place, I would say maybe the situation is kavua, and then that can extend to the way the Rov HaOlam does something.
If it's, you mean if it's not a nihug, then it's mishuna.
Right, that's what Tosfos says, minhag.
If it's not a nihug, what? What would you say?
Tosfos says minhag.
Minhag, Tosfos says minhag?
Kashim minhag alavya.
Right. If it's not a nihug, then it's mishuna. If it's not a nihug, then it has a shame mishuna. What removes the shame mishuna is a shame nihug. So a yochid can't create a shame nihug. So in order to be not mishuna, you must have a shame nihug on it. If it doesn't have a shame nihug, it's intrinsically defined as mishuna. I'm not intrinsically, automatically defined as mishuna. Automatically defined as mishuna, because there's no nihug. Nihug removes mishuna. But there is a nihug. But there, so if there's no nihug at all, so then it's defined as mishuna because it lacks nihug. But if there is a nihug, but the nihug itself is mishuna, so then it's also defined as mishuna. So if there's no nihug at all, it's defined as mishuna. If the nihug has the character of being mishuna, then it's also defined as mishuna. So if everybody has the same situation and they don't do it like Anshei Hutzal, so then the fact is that it's a nihug. It is a nihug, but it's a nihug mishuna. But if nobody does it, it doesn't have a shame nihug. It's mishuna because it doesn't have a shame nihug. That's the definition.
Right.
It can be mishuna in two ways. Either because it doesn't have a shame nihug, or because the nihug itself has the character of shinui.
Right. Because no rabbin does something, that will define as mishuna.
Which mishuna?
That's the mishuna of the yachid.
That's right. Because there simply is no nihug. If there's the absence of a nihug, so then it's defined as mishuna.
That's a more primary mishuna.
But the other mishuna is where there is a nihug, but the nihug itself has the quality of shinui. That's like Anshei Hutzal, or that's like the chaziz in the case in Erevin.
And the way to determine that is do the people, as if they had that situation, would they not do it?
That's right. That's the criterion.
Right. That's to determine whether something intrinsically is mishuna or not.
That's the answer. That's the criteria. That if everybody would do it, so you can't say it. They can't say it as the character of mishuna.
Right.
Okay. I think that's it. I think that's the definition.
Right.
Two types of mishuna: where there's no shame nihug, or where the nihug itself has the quality of mishuna. So when you do, for instance, Derech Shinui in Halacha, the great something, for instance, Derech Shinui on Yontif. So if you grade it on a plate upside down, what would that be considered?
Certainly would be that nobody
certainly
would be lacking in
nihug.
Nobody does it. That's certainly, but maybe you could say everybody could do it if they want to, and they don't.
They don't want it.
So
there's no nihug.
How's that part of the
mindset, though? You could say it's intrinsically strange.
Yeah, it's not part of the mindset. I don't understand. What's the plate that everything's falling onto upside down?
Yeah. It's not really different. But you're not changing the mindset. It's just collapsing.
You're changing the mindset.
I'm just throwing the mindset off.
Your head.
Is the grader on the top or?
No,
you're grading up.
You can't grade on it. You're in space, so it's just going up.
You're holding the basket, you grade it in your hand, and the grading is falling on the upside down plate, or you're resting the object on the upside down plate while you're grading down.
No.
It's weird.
I don't believe it's
one second. Mark, ask you a question. Ready? What's the practicality of the case? Is that which you're grading falls on the upside down plate, or are you using the upside down plate to grade?
Or is the grader upside down?
So if the grader, if you use the grader upside down, so then it would be a derech mishuna.
Right.
But if you grade it regular way, but it falls on the upside down plate.
So then how does that affect the grading?
Let's say it falls on the floor.
It's something that's not found.
It's after the grading is finished that it changes. It's where it falls onto.
Yeah, let's say you chop it on the floor.
It's like pouring water on the floor or something, like, and not in a cup.
I guess it's something that if somebody would see it, they'd say they never saw it like that. I guess that would, there's no derech, there's no neil like that. I guess that would be the second kind.
But it's not in the grading, it's not in the mice of grading.
Yeah, but the mice of grading is catching it also. I mean, it's all part of the thing.
Really? Why? I mean,
let's see you do it with your eyes closed.
Why is that good?
Really?
Yeah.
Just we mentioned in terms of in the Anshei Hutzal case.
Yeah.
That if it weren't for the fact that carrying on your head is a qualitatively different action, let's say you would do it with your hands. So then, in Hutzel, you'd be chayiv, right?
Even, Rashi.
Right? Based on Rashi, we said right, that it's, that the last step in the Gemara was only saying it's a qualitatively different action.
That's correct.
Right? So is it only because it's an Asura? Let's say, what do you call it? What was it? Bein Rasha? Would they be chayiv for squeezing pomegranates? Because that's not a qualitatively different action.
Right.
So would they be chayiv?
If what?
If they squeeze pomegranates.
They did not.
They're not.
Oh, they are not.
Why are they not chayiv?
Because one was that initial kolodo.
Because all the Gemara says is that it seems to be talking about other people, and it's just that they're not Ruba the Alma.
Yeah, but it would seem the Gemara is saying that the difference between Medina and them is that their butler died them completely.
Wasn't that to be kovei everyone else? That's what the Gemara is openly talking about, was in order to set up outside.
No,
just the Gemara and Kuf Mem Dalet is only talking about whether everyone else would be chayev. Where it says everyone, according to Rabbi Elazar, everyone else would be chayev by Kotzim because that Anshel Aruvia do it.
Right.
So it doesn't seem to be talking about Batal Taiti. That we said in Argama and Anshei Hutzal, there were two questions. One is whether, even though they're imbued, whether they could be Kovea. And we said, no, you need a Derech. Right? So it's that Shimi goes by Derech, not by a shame. Right? And then we had a final step that it's a qualitative Shimi.
Right.
Right. So would you be able to apply that, but if it were not a qualitative Shimi, so even though you would say that that Anshei Hutzal do it, but no one else does it, so therefore they're not Ruba the Alma, we don't follow them. Right, but they would be chayiv.
They would be chayiv.
Wait, so would you say the same thing by an individual?
I'm a staver. The staver individual is completely butl daito. That's plain mashmoyas.
It's not just that it's not a derech, but it's going to be qualitative mishuna?
There's no derech like that.
Right, but that's what we're saying. If there is a derech, so then it can be kovea for the rest of the world.
Right.
If you don't have a derech, so then you can't be kovea.
That's correct.
You need a rov to have a derech.
That's
but
correct.
Even if you don't have a derech, you are still chayev. Right? Because Anshei Hutzal, we said it's not a derech, but they're still chayev.
The Warren Mashuni, you mean?
What?
Yeah, but they're an Asura.
So you're still...
Are you saying for Yadda that the needs that they're
Beis Menashe is not, is what's that called?
So you still need an Aas, meaning even if you say it's because of a Derech, and you don't need a Derech, but it still would have to be an Aas.
It would still have to be an Aas.
Because otherwise it's just, you don't need, then even if it's not qualitatively different, it would still be Batel Daita.
Yeah, because there's no, it has no shame Derech at all.
That would be like the,
has no shame there at all. Right. So if nobody does, has no shame there, so then it's been intrinsically mishuna for everybody. But if it's something which is, but that's an interesting machlekes, Rav Elazar and the Chachamim, not to the rest of the world. Right. That machlekes we didn't define. Like, let's say, for instance, in Arvaya, it would seem everybody holds that, that it is considered a derech. But the machlekes is the rest of the world. So where it is a derech, but it's not, and it's not intrinsically mishuna, but the derech of the rest of the world is not to do it, are you chayef? That we didn't define. All right. I mean, maybe. I mean, if you want to do that, maybe we should do that tomorrow. Kufnam Dalar on base. You want to do that?
Yeah.
All right.
Also, Gary?
Yeah.
Just in terms of ksubos.
Yes.
Chayiv for kutzim mekel outside of Arabia.
In Arabia?
Outside of Arabia.
Outside of Arabia.
Rav,
everybody
agrees,
you'd be chayav. So the question is outside of Rav. So Rav establishes the niyug as a niyug. The niyug is not in kola olam because they don't have the situation. All right, anybody have any ideas? That's not easy to define. I mean, it's easy to argue each position, but that's different than a definition. I mean, you could say that it is established as a nihug, and just the absence of the conditions for the nihug is an ochre, the shame nihug. I mean, that seems to be Rav Elazar's position. What's the position? Let's do it that way. I mean, try to work it out that way. So the absence of the conditions of a niyug is an okay the shame niyug, and our obvious kaveya the shame niyug. What does the Chum say?
Is it next to a camera?
To
the
camera.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
So what is it? Well, what is it?
So what is it? Where did it go? Yeah.
a Rav, you cannot be kovei the shame niyug for kol ha'olam because it's not rov ha'olam. And that was seems to be the argument of the Chachamim. Now how can a Rav be kovei a shame niyug for kol ha'olam kula when it's mir ha'olam?
Yeah. Ever since the
if you had would do it's not wrap up.
Since we don't know that's since we stuck there in the fashion.
Rashi seems to say, "Alma mishum chad makom da'ach shevinu, mashvin lu davar chashuv." So chad makom can be kovei universal shame. That seems to be machlekes. Can chad makom be kovei universal shame? It's hard to go further.
Well, would it have to be a rational practice?
Yeah, well, yeah, because you're saying that everybody would do that.
Yeah, okay, but that's the only time Chad Malkum would do it. I mean, if Chad Malkum did something which is irrational, it wouldn't be kovei a usage, right?
Right. That would be not rational. That would be intrinsically mishuna.
Irrespective of if it's prevalent in one place.
That's correct. That would be like hutzah.
Right.
As intrinsically as the quality of Mishuna. But over here it doesn't. Everybody would do it.
Got it.
But the question is whether Chad Makom, Mikoveya, a shame niug, that's an objective shame niug. Well, you need Ruba Dalma. Beyond that, I mean, and it leaves a lot to be desired. But I just don't. So over here, Ruba de Alma would give it the status of a niyug, given the conditions. They would consider it a niyug. But the niyug is still not being actualized by Ruba Dalma. It's simply, theoretically they would give it the status of a niyug. If they were to be asked, is this a niyug? They would say, yes, it's a niyug. We don't do it. It's because we don't have the situation, but they recognize it as a niyug. An actualized niyug in Ruba Dalma. Maybe Machshavit is a niyug. As a niyug. Yeah.
I have a question factually. why, if it's a deviant practice and it's not established, why are you pater from kalayim? I mean, you're still growing it. What's the nature of the patur?
It's not part of a kerem.
I mean, because part of a kerem goes by an objective standard, not what you're doing?
Right, well, that's a shallow, yeah, right.
I mean, I'm just wondering if that's where in the machlokas lies, when it's considered not part of a kerem.
Machlokas lies in the question of niyug. That's the question. That's what I'm up.
Okay.
But apparently the question is, does niyug, in other words, Ruba da'alma has to be koveya. But the question is whether niyug has to be a niyug because it's nikeres. It's nikeres. It means to be nikar and nikeres is a niyug. Or the fact that they're machshavit as a niyug. That seems to be the machlokes. In order to have the status of a niyug, does it have to be a niyug nikeres for rova olam? Or a niyug that the rova olam is machshav as a niyug? Even though it's not a niyug nikeres in rova olam. I mean, that would be taking it one step further. Like a rove that's a nicker, you need Zion. The question is with regard to niyug, does niyug need the quality of nikeres? Or as long as in fact it would be recognized as a niyug, even though it's not nikeres in rov olam, but rov olam is machshavit as a niyug. So then it has a din of a niyug.
Rabbi?
Yeah, that's I think as far as we can go here.
But besides for nikeres, if the olam isn't doing it, so how is it a minhag? Like it's the machshavit of it, but it's not, like doesn't niyug mean they're knowing it?
We're not saying it's a minhag. We're saying it's if it was a din of minhagim, I mean, you definitely wouldn't go by one place.
Right, but it's a niyug.
Right, does it have a din of a niyug?
How could have a din of a niyug if they're not being knowing it?
No, because they're not being knowing it only because of the absence of circumstance.
I understand that, but how does it still have a positive din of a niyug?
Because it is a legitimate niyug. In other words, if anybody would analyze it, they'd say, is this a niyug? So they'd say, yeah, given the circumstances, anybody would do this, and it's being done. So it is a niyug. It's objectively a niyug. That's not, why is that a hard side to understand?
Then you have an asua.
What?
And there's a
chashivas
of a makom.
There's a chashivas of a makom. It is a niyug in the world. And the only reason the rest of the world doesn't do it is because they have no need for it. But the machshavit is a niyug. They're not going to say it's not a niyug. The only thing is, for Ruba Dalma, it's not a niyug nikeres. Because Ruba Dalma doesn't do it. But Ruba da'alma would be machshav this as a niyug.
Why should you need nikeras?
Taking it further, I mean, I'm just saying.
No,
Nikeres is not an alien idea to niyug. Further. Not considered a niyug unless it's a niyug nikeres b'chol olam by Ruba Dalma. Unless somebody has an idea, but I think that certainly is definitive in terms of the machlokes. Are they machshavet aniyug? Is rov olam machshavet aniyug? Is that the criterion? Or it must be aniyug nikeris?
Ready?
Yes.
I mean, I think it makes sense because really, in terms of niyug, where the niyug means like it's an activity of the people.
That's correct.
So how is it an activity of the people? Is it that they actually partake in it?
That's right.
Or is it that it's really not a, it wouldn't be foreign to them? I mean, they would, in terms of their, you know, you know, the idea of partaking in it is not foreign.
Right, they're much of it.
Right. It does. I mean, I'm saying it makes sense in terms of the idea of New York.
Yes, it does. The two sides definitely make sense in terms of the idea of New York. There's no question about it. So how many types of niyug do you have then? So you have a niyug that is a character of Mishuna, and then we say that is Bava Daitam. Then you have a niyug that is a character of Mishuna, but doesn't have the character of Mishuna. So it certainly has a shame niyug in that place. The question is, the rest of the world, since they're machshavit as a nihug, does that give it a din nihug l'kol olam? Or no, in order to have a din nihug l'kol olam, it has to be a nihug that's actualized. A nihug nikeris. If it's not a nihug nikeris, you can't say it has a din nihug l'kol olam. That seems to be the machlekes. All right, what's the problem? Any problems?
I don't think so.
Right. Yeah.
Not just at this point. Did you look at the next piece of Gemara about Rav Chisda? Because Rashi seems to go back on the whole thing about one that a single person's bata.
On what?
On Beis Menashe.
What?
When it brings Rav Chisda, Rashi goes into how actually Beis Menashe could be machshav for the whole world.
In Bayakshivinu.
Bayakshivinu, yeah.
But that's personal, isn't it?
Seems like Rashi says Kol Olam. In Rashi, Kiro Krista. Right, and because Rav Nachman's original statement was that it's Asar everywhere. Ain't something.
But that's achshaviyu, even though I've got dualma lo choshev, even the achshaviyu have a lididei mashka.
Right.
That's a completely different svara. That's not the same svara. That's a completely different idea. I don't think it has to do with this anymore.
No, it's not that Rashi, it sounds like that apparently in that case, it's saying that he would not say batal daita in the case of achshaviyu. Right, because Rashi says in the middle, hold the ikachad the avid the shir mashke, the low mishum the nashi would be the olma. We came to iu mechashi le avi mashke umechayev.
Sure, Slaylam. But that's different svara. Even the machshav le have a mashka. That's a svara of achshav. That's an achshav svara. It's a completely different svara.
And it wouldn't go against the whole principle that one person can't have chashivas, like it's always battle daita.
Well, that's the whole question of where is it? Where do you say achshav? I mean, that's a different question. By achshav is a different concept. That's a whole different sugi. I mean, that he rendered it a mashka. That's a different, definitely different. That has nothing to do with this.
So that's not, that's different than the idea we said of, like that it's recognized like a good activity, like a high level activity.
And Achshavei is an individual thing, Achshavei. That sometimes you say that Achshavei, since he's much of it, that so it's considered, that's Rashi says, Kivin Achshavei, Iyu, Avuadidei Mashka, it's a subjective Mashka.
And then the rest of the world's higher?
What's that?
And then the rest of the world's going to be higher because of it?
Right. If they're master of it.
So it would be like, it would be a subject, each case would be, if you're doing it for the Jews, it would be master.
Right. It's a completely different svar. It's a different area, different svar. I mean, it's a different concept.
And just why can't you apply battle die to that?
But call before you come.
It happens in
the way of where you apply Achshavei. I mean, it's the whole sugi of Achshavei. You have to go into the whole area.
And the principle itself is not inherently a steward to Bata Daita.
No. Okay. That's out of the area of Bata Daita. I mean, that's the whole thing in itself. When do you say Ashbe? When don't you say Ashbe?